This is the Publix Radio, 89.3 FM. Good morning. I'm Chuck Hinman, and I'm here with James Baumgartner for this week's Artscape.
Good morning, Chuck. Do you remember back in May when we went to the RISD Museum to see the Designing Brilliance exhibition about Gorham Silver?
Oh, yeah. That was pretty amazing.
It was, and it's definitely worth seeing, and it's on display through December 1st. But there's a show in a little pop-up gallery in downtown Providence that I think is worth seeing as well.
It's called Unpolished Legacies, and it's a response to the RISD Museum's show.
It's sponsored by the Providence Department of Art, Culture, and Tourism, as well as AS220. Becky Davis and Holly Ewald are the co-curators of Unpolished Legacies, and I asked them why they felt a response to the RISD Museum show was necessary.
I feel that because Gorham was very important or significant to the community, caused significant change to the community, it's important for us to have a voice in how that story is represented.
The idea of having this response show is a great complement to the RISD show. RISD's able to have exceptional exhibitions, and they have brought together products from Gorham that are pretty spectacular, and it's a beautiful show, but there are many things that happened because of Gorham that are not touched on in that show, so that's one of the things that we wanted to address.
Gorham Silver was on a large campus next to Mashapog Pond in Providence. One of the things the RISD show doesn't really touch on is the pollution that Gorham left behind in Mashapog Pond.
The RISD Museum show creates an opportunity for us to come together and, do what artists in a community are responsible to. It's our responsibility to do this, I believe.
And I really think it shows the rich sort of arts ecosystem here in Providence that's so spectacular. I mean, to have this, wonderful museum that can put on a show like they put on, but then to also have a rich group of artists that are interested and concerned and want to actively participate in the creation of this place in their way, in our way. And I just think that that's one of the great opportunities of this, of our collaboration, and in a way, our collaboration with the RISD Museum.
The show is in a relatively small storefront on Westminster Street, but there's a real diversity of work in the show. One piece, there's a video projection by Lucinda Hitchcock. It features a close-up of sheets of paper floating on Mashapog Pond.
So this is actually filmed on location, and I love how these two sort of coordinating images, the paper disintegrates and the water, the material of the water merges with the text of these elements.
The elements are things like lead, chromium, zinc, iron, and mercury, the industrial waste that Gorham left in the pond.
And there's also text in this piece that's taken out of the RISD Museum's wall text. So exceedingly splendid is one, and placing silver before the public.
Then on one wall of the gallery, you can see an array of images that are made from silverware, tea sets, and candlesticks.
So the paper is vivid blue, and the shadows appear in the negative or in white. And the outline of each shadow is a separate Gorham piece. So these cyanotypes were made by exposing light-sensitive paper to the sun after placing the objects or arranging the objects on top of the paper, and then they were processed. So there's this beautiful mix of where the material, the cyanotype chemistry, creates almost like a watery effect, and these images appear distorted and a little ghostly. It's very beautiful.
Another piece that caught my eye was a video of a man in Mashapog Pond.
When I first saw this, I just cringed because I know that it's not at all safe to be in that water.
It's a video work by Laura Lamb Brown Lavoie, and it reminds me of a scene from a movie where someone has been hiking for days and then they get to a pond where they can bathe.
But there's a tension because you don't want to bathe in that water.
There's a companion poem and audio piece by Kai Sors Cobb that goes with the video.
Or I am the same pond. My name's song is an early gift, two-legged and thirsty, shimmering with the waste of making spoons.
The sprawling Gora Manufacturing Campus was torn down in the 90s, and Alvarez High School was built on part of the site. Some of the students from Alvarez worked together on a piece that takes up most of one wall.
It's a collective poem with each phrase hand-painted on a small sign.
Students who every day they inhabit the space that Gorham once stood on, and so every day they are grappling with the legacy that the company left.
These are kids who are really taking in what they're learning through science and through poetry and through art to really boil it down to what are essential and meaningful, personally meaningful feeling kinds of things for them.
There are a couple of events related to the show. On Friday, there's an evening of performances and readings at Mashapog Park behind Alvarez High School. One of those performances will feature projected photos of the old Gorham factory. That performance is from 6 to 7:30 on Friday with a potential rain date on Saturday.
And there's also a group conversation next Tuesday evening from 6 to 8 about Gorham and how it relates to labor, class, and culture. That will be at the pop-up gallery.
Unpolished Legacies is up at 233 Westminster Street now through October 10th. The gallery is open every day except Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. And if you've already seen the Designing Brilliance show at the RISD Museum, I think you should check this one out as well. And if you haven't seen either, then you should definitely see them both.
So, anything else going on this weekend?
Yes, Consuelo Jimenez Underwood is an artist who works with fibers, that is needle and thread, creating art from a process that is traditionally associated with craft. Rhode Island Latino Arts is having a celebration Friday night to mark their 30th year. The celebration will feature three local artists and Jimenez Underwood. She'll also be curating an exhibition at the Sarah Doyle Center at Brown that opens Friday night. It's called Exposing Unseen Boundaries.
We will have links to all of the events that we've mentioned at our website, thepublicsradio.org/arts.
And we want to hear about your events. You can email us arts@thepublicsradio.org.